weather wreaking havoc on holiday travel plans. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Blizzard conditions continue from the Dakotas to the Midwest and Great Lakes,
where it's 8 below zero in Chicago. Wind chills at 33 below, with winds gusting at over 40 miles per hour.
Oh my gosh. I mean, like, it's the kind of cold that, like, hurts your face.
She's trying to fly out of O'Hare. Hundreds of flights canceled in Chicago. Several thousand canceled across the country. The storm contributing to crashes and spinouts across the region.
If you're not ready for that blowing and drifting snow, you can find yourself in a ditch or worse, against the wall.
Indiana State Police Sergeant Glenn Fifield, the National Guard, is mobilized there. And as rain turns to ice across parts of the Northeast.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The Democrat-led House today giving final approval of a $1.7 trillion long-term federal funding bill to keep the government operating. Most House Republicans oppose the measure. The House Select January 6th Committee has released its final report blaming former President Trump for what happened at the U.S. Capitol,
calling it a multi-part conspiracy to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. Committee Chairman, Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson.
I think you'll see that it's very comprehensive, that it's thorough in its presentation.
Congressional Republicans have issued a minority report blaming Speaker Nancy Pelosi and former House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving for not being prepared.
When violence breaks out, and it looks like that the sergeant of arms couldn't do what everyone knew needed to be done, get the National Guard here, until he ran it through Pelosi's staff.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, whom the speaker excluded from committee membership.
Fox's Jack Callahan. Stocks ending the day in positive territory. The Dow up 177 points, the S&P gaining 22, with the NASDAQ ending the day 21 points higher. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
New emails reveal employees at TikTok's parent company accessed the private data of some U.S. users.
They're up to more than cat videos. Internal emails reveal employees at ByteDance were accessing private data through users' TikTok accounts. Now, according to the New York Times, two journalists at BuzzFeed and the Financial Times are among those impacted. Forbes reports some of its staffers were tracked as well, writing, quote, TikTok employees tracked multiple journalists covering the company improperly gaining access to their IP addresses and user data in an attempt to identify whether they had been in the same location as ByteDance employees. Now, TikTok's parent company says its employees accessed the private information after suspecting the users had leaked sensitive information.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Today marks the anniversary of the first voice transmitted over the airwaves.
Italian inventor Guglielmo Marconi is credited in history textbooks as inventing wireless transmission. His goal was to send Morse code over electromagnetic waves. He had his breakthroughs in the 1890s, but just a few years later, Canadian-American Reginald Aubrey Fessenden would be the first person whose voice would be carried by a new technology for the first time. His first use of AM radio to send his voice to a wide audience is thought to be on Christmas Eve of 1906. 6 years earlier, however, on December the 23rd, 1900, is when he first sent his voice over the airwaves in a test message. The technology spawned a rapid change in culture, of which we still use. Evan Brown, Fox News.
Tesla's offering rare discounts on two models, an indication the demand is slowing for its electric vehicles. The company started offering $3,750 incentives on its Model 3 and Model Y SUV earlier this month. This week doubled that to $7,500 for those taking delivery between now and the end of the year. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.